early morning on June 28th, about 100 people gathered at the Kent County Commission's meeting downtown Grand Rapids to speak up against the contract between ICE and the Kent County Sheriff's Department. Sergio Cira Reyes, a resident of Kent County and a formerly undocumented immigrant, organized a protest in hopes of holding these government bodies accountable. Commissioner Jim Salfeld of District 11 and board chair shut down the meeting, turning off the microphone and live stream.
It's time that Kent County commissioners take responsibility for their role in their complicity in contributing to a structure that enables ICE to continue to do their what they're doing to our community, and that's tearing our communities apart.
Commissioner Jim Talon explains that the commission approved the extension of the contract in August of 2017.
The county commission only originally considered the contract. The sheriff had to take it to the county commission because it was a mid-year contract that had not been in his budget.
Sheriff Lawrence Stelma shares that the contract allows the department to collaborate with ICE.
The contract is strictly on those individuals that have been charged with a criminal offense by any department and are booked into the county jail. And when they're booked into the county jail, that information is required by me, by federal law, that I submit that information to the FBI database.
In 2017, 185 residents were jailed at the request of ICE, resulting in a revenue of nearly $18,000 for Kent County. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.